What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Terry Boyd's World. Forbes magazine says America is over dating apps. They want to go back to the way things used to be before dating apps. Proof in the pudding, Bumble and Match are starting to offer just friendship connections rather than dating connections.
Yeah, but isn't that just the same thing?
Well, I don't know, because that's sort of how, look, I'm a little bit older than you.
Oh, so much older.
When I was last dating, they didn't have things like dating apps or Tinder or any of these things that made it just, you know, you could just pick your menu of what you want.
I was reading a study on dating apps, and they say it's almost detrimental to relationships, believe it or not, because it's giving people the perceived notion that they have endless options and they can always do better. And the second everything isn't hunky-dory and perfect, they're just bouncing to the next option, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Or the realm of faithfulness is being lost on the current dating pool, because it's like there's just this assumed thing that everybody's dating, you know, 78
yeah,
people.
All of that makes a ton of sense. I mean, just old school, look at it. And again, I haven't been dating for 26 years, right? Long time. I've been with my wife.
You've loved her long time.
I have. And honestly, it's been the best 6 years of my life. I'm just kidding. So I already hear my ears are burning. My wife is screaming. I know.
Right,
she's
right.
Up taking the dog out right now and going, oh, yeah? What's the best 2 years of mine, right?
Yeah. She goes, I just downloaded Tinder.
So from my look at it, and I know lots of people who got put back into the dating world, and they're having to use the apps, and that's just the way it is.
Sure.
It's too much information too quickly. That was the whole part of dating, right? You would, like, maybe meet and go to lunch, or you would go to a dinner, and then you would ask a few questions, or they would tell you something about them, and if something weird kind of came up, it was like, oh, and there was, like, an awkward moment. But you could kind of explain it away. You learned about each other together. You didn't have a whole list of stats going into that first date. That's the growing part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, I don't know what kind of stats are on those dating sites.
Don't people put things in their profile like, hey, I do this, or, you know, like you start communicating back and forth before you ever go to a physical date. You're starting to find things out by text, right?
Well, yeah, but that's also kind of how the world is. I mean, there's a lot of business deals getting started that way. There's Zoom meetings and
so dating's a business deal? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, it most certainly is, especially if you end up getting married. You sign a contract and everything.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.